Good morning, 6:30 a.m. on August 22nd. Wednesday? I think it's a Wednesday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Wednesday. I wound up canceling my dentist appointment, postponing it until the 19th. That's not really something that I wanted to do, but under the circumstances, it was the best choice I had. The post for amwriting.org got done yesterday. I did not get to John Miro's stuff yesterday, nor did I get to the problems with robots text on my website, nor did I get to the gangsta. I'm slow this morning. 17 minutes, 54 seconds. That's almost an 18-minute mile. Yeah, I can tell I'm not moving very fast today. It's a low-energy morning, and for some reason, I'm not quite sure why. It could be that I got up too early. I've already had a nap today. It's only 6:30 in the morning. I've already had a nap. Actually, I've had two. One was 30 minutes, one was about 15. Not the best way to sleep, but sleeping anyway is better than sleeping no way, so good. I had a good night's sleep. I just got up too early, and once I was up, I decided that kicking back in my chair and putting my feet on my desk was a good idea, and I did it. I did get the call in to get the fence fixed, too, so that's underway. Now, if we could just get the edits back for Captain's Share, I think we'd be moving along quite nicely. What I didn't get today was my coffee. The last couple of days I've had a cup, at least a half a cup, before I got underway. Today, not so much. I also have to get back in time to make sure that the kid is moving. I woke her up twice. The younger daughter does not like morning. She's not a morning person. And it's because she stays up way too late at night. So we're going to have to fix that. Get her back in daylight hours. She's practically nocturnal. And tonight we have band at 5. We have band on Saturday. We haven't done any karate, which is kind of too bad. So this afternoon and evening is going to get broken up pretty badly. I should have my work done for the day by then, but a lot will depend on what happens this morning, I think. The problem is my hips are sore today. My hips don't ever get sore. Very rarely. These hips don't lie. Shakira was singing about my hips. Today they're sore. Could be because I had such breakneck times walking the last couple of days that they're saying, hello. That might have been too much. And I haven't got trimmed yet either. By the time the afternoon rolls around, I'm not focused on anything like haircuts or chores or anything like that. I'm just sort of make sure I get the kids on time, make sure I get dinner on the table. I think what I need to do today, because we have this split thing, is that I've got to feed elder daughter before we leave. And we need to leave about an hour after we get back. So I'll pick her up, bring her home, wait an hour, take her back to school. And I suppose I could talk to her about staying until band practice at 5, then she wouldn't get any dinner. So I sort of need to bring her home and feed her. Question is kind of what? Well, I know. I'll make chili. Because I can make that this afternoon. And then, as people get hungry, they can eat. Yeah, we don't have what you call a sit-down dinner hour here. We probably should. But we don't. It's always a treat when we can, when we do. And maybe that's more important, to make those times together special rather than obligation. It's kind of a nice morning. It's a little bit cloudy. Yeah, I'm a little bit foggy. There's a broken layer of high thin clouds with deep blue sky in between. I don't know what the day is supposed to be. Bring in terms of weather. Guess we'll find out. Can't decide. It is a little humid, so the air feels strange this morning. It's either, it's not exactly moist, but it's certainly not the dryness that I'm used to. I can hear cars a long way off. It's usually a sign that there's not a lot of wind. Don't hear many birds today, at least not at the moment. Just dragging my butt along here this morning. It's really weird. It's sort of like I'm wading through snow or something. Even when I was listening to Coverville, I didn't have the they weren't all upbeat songs. Part of it was trivia, so it was a few beats of a song and then Brian and Tina trying to guess which one it was. They did better than I did, that's for sure. I had no idea on any of them. But that's not unusual. As my musical acumen is somewhat limited. Crow flying by. Always look to see if it's a crow or a raven. Every once in a while you see a raven. And I always think of Carlos Castaneda. The Yaqui Way of Knowledge. That was a strange, strange book. Probably should reread it now. I've got a little perspective. I read it when I was like 20. It's an interesting book, but walking and not talking. Most of what I'm doing is listening. Being in the moment. Somebody's sprinklers just fired up right here. Band of joggers coming in my direction. Can't tell if it's like high school track team or what. Could be. Yeah, probably is. Second wind. He's out there doing it though, that's what counts. Here's my friend the old collie. Good morning. And good morning to you. Oh, he always looks so happy. He always looks so interested in everything that's going on. And I call him old, and it may just be that he's got an odd coloration, but he's got a gray muzzle. It's not all gray, it's sort of like salt and pepper gray. Makes me think it's an old dog. More runners. Those two guys just went in the other direction, so apparently they have to go to the end of the block and turn around. Going out for a 2 mile run, maybe? It would be just about 2 miles from there to the high school and back. I remember when I used to run 5 miles, just for the fun of it. Took a while to build up to it, but I was young and foolish and didn't have a lot to do. This was back before there was the internet, so I had a lot of time to kill. So I read a lot of books and chopped down trees. Sawed wood, split wood. gorgeous morning. It's gone from being an okay morning to being a gorgeous morning. Huh. Interesting. I'm also not walking very hard today. I wonder if that means my brain isn't moving very fast. There's some correlation between the speed of my feet and the speed of my brain. Oh, I missed the motorcycle. I just heard it take off in the distance. That is a loud bike. Guy riding it's probably half deaf by now. I should talk. Need to get my audiobooks done while I can still hear. Oh, goodness. What a gorgeous, gorgeous place. The field here by the edge of the park that's grown up with buffalo grass and the odd bush is looking brown and ripe. The morning sun on it. The stalks are all, even now the stalks are dry. The heads have been dried out, they're bending over a bit. Stalks of grass are, it's just a hint of green left in them now. So getting ready for fall. A few more trees showing some signs of yellow in the leaf. At least a paler green. The other thing that these morning walks give me is the opportunity to be in the moment, to be here, to look at the world. Because normally I don't see much. I don't stop. I don't observe. I used to do it a lot more. But now it's I need to get home so that I can get something done, do this, do that. But at least for an hour a day, I get out, stretch the bones, flex the walking muscle. Take time to smell the air, to see what's happening. They've pruned that maple tree in the front. They left an odd branch sticking up. So it looks like it's like a tree is holding out its arm and then growing a new top, which makes it look off balance. May have to call them back. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.